Parsha Shmini really got the short end of the stick, or the week, I guess we should say. The short end of the week, not having much attention, appearing so soon after Pesach, so we'll give it a little attention right now. What the Sefer Achinuch discusses in Parsha Shmini, a mitzvah you may not have thought was actually a biblical command, and that is the command about getting a haircut. Seriously, there's a mitzvah in the Torah about getting haircuts. Applies to? Kahanim. Very good. In the context after the deaths of Nadav and Avihu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Aaron HaKohen and Aaron's remaining children that they should not tear kriya and that they should not let their hair grow long. It could have been understood as simply a hora hashah, a temporary mitzvah for those involved in Avelos in a specific time at the Mishkan's inauguration. However, the Gemara Maseches Tainis and Daf Yud Zayin learns from over here, a general mitzvah ledoros, there's a prohibition, roshechem al tifra'u, that a Kohen is not allowed to work with long hair in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says if a Kohen works with long hair, which we'll define in just a moment, if a Kohen works with long hair, the Kohen is chayav misa b'dei shamayim. Then the Gemara says even if the Kohen just enters the Mikdash with long hair, that's going to be aser as well. The Sefer HaChinuch follows the Rambam here in Mitzvah 149, that is also midaraisa. Misa b'dei shemayim for doing the avoda with long hair, and simply chayav malchus and isa daraisa just for entering the mikdash with long hair. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban thinks that just entering is only midarabanan. You wouldn't be chayav malchus daraisa for that. But everyone agrees that at the end of the day, it's usher for a kohen even to enter the mikdash with long hair. Misharshi ha-mitzvah. The Sefer HaChinuch explains that the Beis HaMikdash is a place for people to come to be inspired, to have reverence, to have awe, to do teshuva. And if they walk in and see Kohanim with their clothes ripped, mitzvah 150, or our mitzvah 149, where the Kohen's hair is long and jagged and ragged, and the Kohen looks like he doesn't really care about his appearance, well, then it takes away some of the solemnity, takes away some of the respect that belongs and it should inspire the people who are coming to be inspired, who are coming to do kapara. What does it mean to have long hair? How long is long? So the Gemara Maseches Tainis says it depends who we're talking about. There's also a mitzvah for a king to get a haircut, and for the Kohen Gadol to get a haircut. And the Gemara in Tainus there on Daf Yud Zayin says the king has to get a haircut every single day. The king has to always be seen in the prime light. He has to get a haircut every single day of the week. The Kohen Gadol has to get a haircut once a week. And for a Kohen Hedyot, every 30 days, learned out from Nazir, for Nazir, long hair, Stam Naziris is Lamed Yom. So too for a Kohen Hedyot, he has to get a haircut every 30 days, so he's not considered to have long hair. This mitzvah might be the biblical source that having trimmed hair, trimmed beards, trimmed facial hair is an appropriate sign of kavod for a day or for a place. We have a general principle of kavod Shabbos, kavod Yom Tov, and that's why it's important for us to get haircuts, to shave in honor of Shabbos, in honor of Yom Tov. The Gemara Moed Katam Daf Yadalit says, for that reason, Chazal made it usher for a person to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed. So people should be encouraged to get a haircut before Chol HaMoed, so they shouldn't enter the Moed looking disgusting. The Salvechik pointed out, if that's the case, people really should shave on Chol HaMoed, Erev, the second days. Otherwise, it defeats the whole purpose. Maybe it goes in the misconceptions list. The whole point of shaving, of not shaving on Chol HaMoed, is that you come into Yom Tov looking presentable. Maybe back in the day, they only shaved every couple of weeks. But those who shave every day who are going to come into second days of Yom Tov looking unpresentable because of Chol HaMoed, and they shaved Erev Yom Tov. But 5 days later, it's growing back, and they look worse than a regular Tuesday. Maybe misses the whole point. That's Rav Salvechik's idea. If you did shave Erev Yom Tov, and now you should shave Erev second days, something to think about. But just one thing to relieve you with for this week, this comes up, the idea of kavod, the idea of having our hair long as a lack of kavod, is relevant during this time, the Avelos of Sfiras HaOmer, where we leave our hair long as a way of showing that we're not satisfied, we're not happy, we're not where we're supposed to be. Yet for this coming Shabbos, Mishnah Berurah writes in Hilchos Sfira that one is supposed to shave on Friday, because Shabbos is Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Iyar. And in honor of the combined kavod of Shabbos and Yom Tov coming up, this coming Shabbos, one is supposed to shave on this Friday. Regardless of which sphere you keep, you get a freebie. You get to shave this Friday in honor of the double kavod. The Achronim point out something very interesting from this Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah elsewhere in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh quotes, without necessarily paskening, just quotes in passing the minhag of Rabbi Yudah HaChassid, that one is not allowed to shave on Rosh Chodesh. Ever. Rosh Chodesh in July, you can't shave on Rosh Chodesh. If you look only at Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, you get the impression the Mishnah Berurah follows that. One should not shave on Rosh Chodesh. But Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and other Achronim pointed to this Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Sfiras HaOmer and say, look, Mishnah Berurah doesn't paskin like the Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. Why? Because he says you're supposed to shave on Friday, l'kavod, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Rosh Chodesh Iyar is always 2 days. Because Nisan has 30 days every single year. So Rosh Chodesh, being on Shabbos, either means a Friday Shabbos situation or a Shabbos Sunday situation. Rosh Chodesh Iyar cannot be Shabbos and Sunday, because if you work backwards, this year Pesach started on Thursday, and Rosh Chodesh is Friday Shabbos. To have a Shabbos Sunday Rosh Chodesh, Pesach would have to start on Friday. Pesach cannot start on Monday, or Wednesday, or Friday. So you cannot have a situation of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Shabbos Sunday. If Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh, Friday is also Rosh Chodesh. So if the Mishnah Berurah says you're supposed to shave on Friday, this Friday, Lekavod, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Iyar, he's talking about shaving on Rosh Chodesh. So what do you see? He doesn't paskin like Rav Yehuda HaChassid. You are allowed to shave on Rosh Chodesh. Okay? Cool thing to keep in mind, to think about for all the Rosh Chodeshes of the year. But either way, this is the idea. The Sefer HaChinuch is telling us, Mitzvah 149, a mitzvah ledoros for Kohanim, and really everyone to think about what it means for Kohanim working in the Mikdash, but for all of us in Shul, in Avodas Hashem, absent the time of Sfira, absent the time of Avelis, to always think about presenting ourselves the best, the kavod, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in all the holy days and places.